For years, Alex Ashlock, for us here at WBUR, has covered the Boston Marathon. In fact, he's known as WBUR's own marathon man around here. He was there again yesterday, but instead of covering the post-race story, he ended up reporting on a crime scene. This morning, Alex shares his personal perspective on what happened to the race.
So now the marathon that I love is tinged with tragedy, just like the marathon that inspired me to be a runner. The Boston Marathon was attacked just like the Olympics were in Munich in 1972, when Palestinian terrorists killed 11 Israeli athletes. I can still remember Jim McKay on ABC saying, "They're all gone." Now there are people gone again. People who were in Boston for an event that is always a joyous celebration for thousands of runners and maybe a million fans who line the 26-mile course. One of my favorite things to do when I cover the marathon, which I have been doing for 15 years, is to go out among the sea of runners just after they cross the finish line. I did that yesterday, and a woman from Louisville told me it was awesome. The support was amazing in every city. It was a great day. A great day. I left, and an hour later there were explosions out over that finish line. I keep thinking about the cruelty. Runners, maybe with their legs blown off. In 1972, the attack on the Israeli athletes played out over 2 days, September 5th and 6th. The games were halted for a time, but resumed. And just a few days later, on September 10th, 69 men towed the starting line for the Olympic marathon, the last event of the games. A few years ago, I spoke to one of those runners, a man named Kenny Moore. He talked about the debate over whether the U.S. team should even stay in Munich. In the end, they did, and Moore said the words of Frank Shorter, his roommate, were the most eloquent during that debate. He told me Shorter, who would go on to win that Olympic marathon, said this: "We have to spread the word by performance that barbarism only makes Olympians stronger. We have to say, this is as scared as I get. Let's go run. Let's go run." That's what I'm going to do this morning, because I still can.
That is WBUR's Alex Ashlock.